India's Father and Son Team for ZTV's World Expansion is the title of this article by Video Age editorial staff from the December issue of Video Age magazine. Among his various Mumbai-based enterprises, Indian media mogul Subhash Chandra owns ZTV, which is run by his eldest son, 35-year-old Puneet Guyenka. In addition, Chandra's SL Group owns the Indian newspaper chain DNA, cable systems, and a direct-to-home satellite operation. The 63-year-old Chandra founded the SL Group, which in 2011 recorded revenues of $4 billion U.S. with 8,000 employees, in 1976, and in 1992 entered the television business with ZTV, India's first satellite television channel and the country's first private TV network. Today, various ZTV channels and other companies are grouped under Z Entertainment Enterprises, ZEE, with its employees holding a 3% ownership. In the U.S., SL owns Varia Living, a lifestyle TV network started in 2008 that is now available in 25 million cable and satellite homes. In 2010, ZTV joined Varia in its New York City offices. In an interview with Video Age, Chandra explained that the name Varia doesn't refer to the Greek city, but to a variation of the Latin word veritas, truth. During Video Age's interview, Varia's chief revenue officer, Ray Donahue, mentioned that, in addition to selling Varia's content, he's also looking to buy programs that fit into the health and wellness space, including lifestyle and exercise. He's interested in both finished product and those that require further funding. According to Chandra, ZTV has 34 channels in 8 Indian languages and 3 in English, with 95% of programs acquired internationally. The rest of the channels are programmed exclusively with local Indian productions. Reportedly, the overseas business, which includes 29 global TV channels, contributes 25% to Z Network's profitability. Z is extremely strong on the international front. Our reach has strengthened to over 700 million viewers across the globe, with presence in 169 countries, said Guyenka, managing director and CEO of Z. Guyenka joined the SL Group in 1995, first heading its music division and later its various telecom holdings. In 2004, he moved to ZTV and became its CEO in 2008. He explained that our vision is to be ranked amongst the top 3 global media brands and to reach 1 billion viewers worldwide by the year 2020. According to Guyenka, over the past 2 decades, Z has grown at a double-digit rate, outperforming the overall TV industry's growth rate. During a presentation at MIPCOM 2013, Guyenka pointed out that any investment that doesn't give a 20 to 25% return is a bad investment. And this in a highly competitive Indian TV market with 300 FTA channels and 125 pay channels, and with subscription services costing about 250 rupees per month, or $4 US. More than half of India's households own a television set. Of these, 103 million television households have access to cable TV or satellite. He noted that the business objective of niche channel offerings at Z is to generate subscription revenues, stating that they have implemented innovative content approaches in their respective genres, especially the latest channel, ZQ, which is targeted toward kids and offers innovative content solutions to cater to the information-based programming market. Other niche channels that perform well within their respective genres are Z Khana Khazana and 10 Golf. Guyenka said on the distribution front, the strategy is to tie up with leading local distribution networks in international territories to ensure a wider reach. In markets like the Middle East, we have already started producing local content to suit markets. As an example, Guyenka noted, with the launch of Z Bollywood, we have taken Z to international shores. In line with the corporate strategy, Z has been successful in syndicating premium Indian entertainment content. Z's library consists of over 100,000 hours of original programming, including drama, thrillers, comedy, kids, movies, events, and non-fiction shows. As for challenges, Guyenka mentioned that on the domestic front, audience measurements represent a problem with only 10,000 TV households being sampled. But that will soon be extended to 100,000 TV households. As for revenues, currently, ZTV generates 65% through subscriptions and 35% from advertising, but in 3 to 5 years, he expects the ratio to be 50-50, considering that India is the fastest-growing TV market in the world and the world's third-largest TV market in terms of viewership. During the Video Age interview in his New York City office, Subhash Chandra also explained why he chose to turn his middle name into his last name, explaining why his last name is different from that of his three children, including Puneet. Chandra was originally known as Subhash Chandra Goenka, but changed his name in 1989 because he felt that independent India was being divided by the political establishment, and he didn't want to be associated with the caste confrontation raging in the country at that time. This part of his life will be expanded on in his autobiographical book, which will soon be published by HarperCollins, a company that happens to be owned by his TV competitor in India, Rupert Murdoch. The American-accented Chandra only completed high school, shattering his dream of becoming an engineer. The family business suffered a series of drawbacks in 1967 due to heavy losses in cotton trading, and Chandra's father told him that he had to help with the business as he could no longer pay for college. 2 years later, in 1969, he renamed the company Subhash Chandra Lakshmi Narain, and in 1976, he gave it the name SL Group of Industries and later SL Group. Chandra entered into the packaging business in 1981 with SL Packaging Limited, and in 1988, he set up the amusement park known as SL World. He's now India's 21st richest man with a net worth of $2.9 billion. India's father and son team for ZTV's World Expansion was the title of that article, by Video Age editorial staff from the December issue of Video Age magazine.